the egg that's put in there, the hatching egg, or the, I think that's what I've heard it called.
All right. And this is another pronunciation item. If that egg is made out of plastic, you just call it a plastic egg. If it's made in China, you call it a...
A China egg?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Say you were going to the well to get some water. What would you carry with you to carry the water in?
A bucket.
All right. Now, if you're going to milk your cow, what would you
carry? Bucket.
Have you ever heard other words?
Pail.
To you, is there a difference?
No.
Bucket and pail, same thing. What about a container that you might keep around the kitchen area to throw, where you would just throw scraps in for the hogs?
Let's see. I think I've heard it called maybe a slop can or something. I've heard keeping slop for the hogs,
sure.
You know. It's
slop bucket?
A slop bucket.
And this is something that you would fry an egg in, or fry a piece of ham.
A frying pan is what I call it, or skillet.
Are you familiar with one that had legs on it that was used in the fireplace for cooking?
Yes, an iron pot. I mean, that's just what.
Yeah. This was very similar to a skillet, though, I think. The only difference was that it had legs.
No.
Have you ever heard the word spider used that way?
No.
What about, you mentioned pot. This is what I'm thinking about, a big black vessel you see out in the front yard in the country. You know, people use them for boiling their clothes or potatoes. What do you call it?
I just call it an iron pot. Well, I've heard it called a wash pot.
Wash pot, yeah. Okay.
My grandmother did wash it. She boiled water and warm.
And another vessel that you would boil tea in, you know, it has a spout to it.
Tea kettle or teapot.
Yeah. Would you ever use the word kettle in describing a wash pot? Would that be a kettle to you?
No.
And this is a container that you would put cut flowers in.
A vase.
And the names of the eating utensils that you use to eat a meal. The individual pieces.
A plate. Glass, cup, and saucer, and knife and fork and spoon.
Okay, knife and the plural would be?
Knives.
What do you say you have to do to the dishes after you've eaten? You know, you have to clean them.
Wash the dishes.
Yes, and to get the soap suds off you.
Rinse.
Do you have a name for the piece of cloth that you use when you're washing?
Yeah, politely I say my... when I'm washing,
dishcloth.
Probably, I think, dish rag, because that's what I grew up hearing.
Right, me too. Okay. What about the name of the cloth or rag that you use when you're drying?
Dishcloth or dish rag. Or no, drying cloth. Drying cloth. Or drying towel.
Okay. And when you're taking a bath, the one that's about the size of your hand?
Hand, let's say a bath cloth.
Okay, and you dry off with a
towel.
In the kitchen, the thing that the water comes out of, you know, is over the sink, that would be a...
The spout, or the spigot,
okay.
Or now, faucet.
And in your yard, you took up your garden hose to a...
To the faucet.
The faucet, okay. What about on a, you know, a portable water container, or cooler, whatever? There's usually a place, you know, that you can press, like a button or some sort of handle where the water comes out. Do you have a name for that?
I call it a spout.
A spout, yeah. All right. All right, this verb, let's say if it's wintertime, you turn on your water in the morning but nothing comes out, you might say, oh great, I'll bet my pipes.
My pipes are frozen.
And they might actually.